Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the OK Play India Limited's Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of OK Play India Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the second quarter and first half of the financial year 2025. Before we begin, a quick cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings conference call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, I'd like to introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Rishabh Handa, Executive Director and CFO. Without any delay, I request Mr. Rishabh to give his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Purvangi. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Rishabh Handa, Director and CFO at OK Play India. I would like to thank you all for joining us today. Before we delve into our second quarter performance, allow me to provide a brief overview of the company for those who may be new to our business. OK Play India is a leader in the plastic molded product industry with over 30 years of unmatched expertise. We specialize in the manufacturing of high-quality toys and automotive components. Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are strategically located across Haryana, Tamil Nadu, and Rajasthan. We employ advanced technologies including rotational molding, blow molding, and injection molding to ensure that we meet the highest industry standards. For quarter two of FY25, we recorded a sales of approximately 38 crores, reflecting a slight decrease of about 5% compared to the same quarter last year. Turning to our automotive component division, we continue to serve the commercial vehicle market, which has seen some underperformance relative to last year. In quarter two, our auto business declined by approximately 13% quarter on quarter. However, we remain optimistic about the outlook for the upcoming quarters and are confident that we will close the year with results similar to FY24. Additionally, as mentioned in the previous call, we are seeing a positive contributions from our new partnerships outside the automotive sector. We are now manufacturing rotational and blow molded components for leading companies such as Vestas and Indocool. We are also exploring entry into the passenger vehicle market, initially focusing on vacuum foam parts and blow molded fuel tanks. However, these new business contributions will primarily reflect in our results starting in FY26. On the toys front, we remain highly optimistic about the long-term growth potential of this segment. For quarter two of FY25, our toys business has grown by approximately 15% quarter on quarter, demonstrating solid momentum. The Indian toy industry as a whole has experienced significant growth, with toy exports increasing by 229% in FY23 compared to FY15. The sector has been identified as a champion sector with strong export potential and is projected to reach 3 billion by 2028, growing at a CAGR of 12% from 2022 to 2028. Domestically, the growth of the Indian toy market is being driven by two key factors. One, the increase in import duties from 20% to 70% in the 23 union budget, which is expected to boost local manufacturing. And number two, the implementation of the Toll Quality Control, QCO, in 2021, which has improved product standards and reduced the influx of substandard imports, particularly from China. As we mentioned in our last earnings call, our expansion plans in the toy segment are progressing as expected. We are on track to have our upgraded facility in Sohna, Haryana, fully operational by the end of December 2024. This facility will have a production capacity of approximately 30 tons per day, and we are confident that this will help us achieve a 4x growth in our monthly production rate in the final quarter of this financial year. We continue to build strong relationships with key clients such as Amazon, Hamleys, and FirstCry, and our robust order book supports our optimistic growth outlook for the toys business. Looking ahead, we are excited to move forward with phase two of our expansion plan under our toys business. This phase will involve the production of injection molded toys, including battery-operated cars and role-play toys. We are working closely with Invest India to identify a suitable location for our new manufacturing plant, and we expect to begin this project in the second half of FY26. The estimated investment for this phase is about 100 crores, and we plan to leverage the benefits of the production-linked incentive, the PLI scheme, once it is announced, which will provide us with capital subsidies and rebates. In summary, we are pleased with the progress we have made across our key business segments. While there have been some short-term challenges in the automotive space, our toys business is on a strong growth trajectory, and our strategic expansion plans are progressing as planned. We remain committed to creating value for our shareholders, and we're excited about the opportunities that lie ahead. With that, I would like to open the floor to any question from our investors. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vansh Jain, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, like, can you tell us how your toys and auto segment has grown in Q2, and also how are the margins across both these segments?
Okay, so like I mentioned right now, the toys business has grown by about 15%. However, there has been a decline of about 13% quarter on quarter in the automotive business. The margins are somewhat similar in both the businesses, and like you, you know, if you've seen the results for this quarter, we are back to normal course of margins. So we are working at about a 20 to 22% EBITDA across the two business domains.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And sir, second question would be, what is the growth outlook for the second half of FY25?
So the second half of FY25 looks good with a major focus or the major growth coming in Q4. Q3, personally feel would be somewhat similar, and Q4 is where we're expecting the major growth coming in with our expansion plans being in place.
And sir, lastly, like, can you give us update on your CAPEX projects?
So as of now, a substantial part of our capital investment has already been done, and the remaining is ongoing as we speak today, which would be completed by end of December this year.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tarun Kumar from Midas Touch Capital Advisor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for giving him an opportunity. My first question would be regarding the expansion, second phase of expansion, which you just mentioned, and around 100 crore capex, around 2026 fourth quarter. Could you please give some more details regarding why is this expansion different from the one which you are completing in December 24th?
Yeah, so see, our plan, our expansion plan in the toys business, we have divided into two phases as of now. first phase is the expansion of rotational and blow molded toys, which is pretty much in place, and by end of December we would have that capacity installed. The second phase of expansion would be us getting into injection molded toys. So even today we do somewhat of injection molding, but these are largely components that kind of service the rotation and blow molded toys. So the second phase of expansion, which would be a different plant coming up altogether, and with the PLI scheme hopefully coming up by then, we would be looking at expanding into injection molded, which is largely the battery operated cars, role play toys, other small injection molded toys.
Okay, sir. Could you kindly clarify that in previous conference call you did mention that your previous expansion, that is, which is going to complete in December 24, also qualifies for PLI scheme, and the new expansion which you are also contemplating will also qualify separately for that. And where do you plan to source your capex from, this 100 crore capex in the second phase of expansion? What are your plans regarding the capex and how are you sourcing it? Could you kindly clarify?
So see, the PLI scheme that we've been, that in fact we've also worked very closely with the PMO to draft, is going to be retrospective in nature, though we cannot confirm the same. Hence, we do feel that the investment that we have done so far in phase one should also be covered in the PLI scheme. But, you know, like I said, there is no confirmation about it. The phase two expansion plan we project to do as and when the PLI is announced. But however, if for 1% the PLI is delayed, we would still go ahead with it. As of now, we haven't really, outlined exactly where the funding would be coming in from, whether debt, whether equity. It depends on how the company is performing at that point of time and whatever we feel is the most feasible option for us at that point.
Sir, one thing is that I was in economic times of today, there's a news about the AQI index of NCR region. We have 2 years back, in a seminar, we had actually announced a partnership for air purifier. But we have not seen any development post that. There are different categories which you had announced, like government, and other local bodies which will be using for public infrastructure also, but there will be the home-based, office-based, window air purifiers also. But we have not seen any information on that side. Could you kindly throw some light on that, sir?
No. So there are a lot of advancements that have happened in that phase as well. Though by intent, we are not talking much about it till the time we have something substantial in place. However, I would like to mention that we have conducted a extremely successful pilot in IIT Delhi, in Indian Institute of Technology Delhi, with these air purifiers being installed in various classrooms. And as we speak today, you know, the analysis is going on by Manumal and OK Play together, along with the government as well, who has been involved in this. So once we have clear results coming in from the pilot, we should be doing a press release and we'll inform you of, you know, the results and our way forward as far as this business is concerned.
This will be for institutional indoor settings. What about general consumer, public?
There are a range of products which are meant both for personal as well as commercial applications.
So we are not moving ahead with the direct-to-customer retail customer, what I mean to say exactly, because I see many other manufacturers have announced and are advertising also, but I don't see anything on those counts from OK Play. So we are 2 years.
Like I just mentioned, that the products that we are currently co-developing with Manumal are both for personal as well as commercial applications.
Okay, so this is the process of certification and process of validation, which is underway. And post completion of that, you are likely to give some announcements.
Yes, absolutely.
So one more thing, sir, was regarding the IPO for automotive divisions, which was any update on that? Have we filed
it? That is ongoing, but it all depends on the market sentiment. So as of now, we have put that on hold, though we may go ahead with that. It's clearly dependent upon market sentiments.
Yes, sir. That could be all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ashutosh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. And so, you know, in terms of your balance sheet, you have an approximate depreciated plant and equipment of about 100 crores plant and property on your books. And the turnover has been, you know, this year has fallen down. So what kind of asset turnover is that ideal that you plan or you think that this entire setup can achieve with the current level of capex? That is question one. And question two, there were big names in the presentation from Hamleys to First Try. But when I happened to visit one of these stores in eastern part of India or in Delhi, the Hamleys store didn't have your product. And even some of the online platforms showed that it is all sold out or it is out of stock. Can you give some color to how you plan to further tap these tie-ups and what is the size and scale that we can see this company achieve in, say, next 4, 6, 10 quarters? Thank you.
So to answer your first question, the capex that we are doing today, which is largely into blow molded products, should give us an asset turnover ratio of about 3 to 3.5x. This is what we are anticipating. And to answer the second question, you're right. OKPlay branded toys per se may not be visible in these stores because when I say that we are working with these companies, we're largely doing white labeling for them. So we do a lot of private labels for FirstCry, for Hamleys, for Amazon, wherein our name would come up only on the price tag below, which says manufactured by OKPlay. They are largely branded under their private labels. So that is one part of our, you know, growth. And the second where you see OKPlay branded toys would largely be in through our distributor network, which caters to the general trade market as well as the institutions. And by institutions, I primarily mean the schools, daycares, creches, those kind of, you know, target audiences.
So now, just to, sorry.
No, no, please continue.
No, no, please, sir, you continue.
Now, as far as your, you know, question about where we see the toys business going 8 to 10 quarters down the line, that's a very good question, and quite honestly, I'm not in a position to answer that right now because a lot of things are happening as far as the toy manufacturing space is concerned in India, with the Indian government, you know, being involved in kind of boosting this sector. So as of now, we have a very clear roadmap of two phases. Phase one, which is going to be completed this December, and phase two, which we plan to, you know, kind of complete in the next financial year. And later, from that point of view, we will kind of see, you know, where we are headed. Though what I can tell you is that even from today's numbers to where we plan to be by the end of next year, there is an extremely aggressive and exponential growth expected.
Could you give some numbers to it or color to it?
Like I mentioned in the introductory call, from where we are today, so I see I'm not at a, you know, I cannot disclose numbers, future looking numbers as such, but what I can tell you is that we should be in our phase one itself at a 4x growth from where we are today.
Okay, and the historical, this 100 crore on your balance sheet, the assets that you have, you said the new capex will do about 3.5 to 4 times. So the historical asset is not as productive. They are not able to achieve
The historical assets are obviously productive and they are ongoing as we speak today. However,
something as productive. Capex, I mean, they are not doing 3 to 3.5 to 4 times.
The capex that we have today is also not just into blow molding. It's into different categories as well, which has a different asset turnover ratio.
Right.
So I'm talking mainly about the new investment that has happened so far and plus what is projected to happen.
Fair enough. That would be information. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Tushar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir. So I have a couple of questions on business as well as the financial front. So my first question is, sir, why have we not grown in our auto segment and what is the resulting decline in sales due to such challenges we might have faced in the past some period?
So see, our automotive business is pretty much in line with how the commercial vehicle market performs because 75 to 80% of our business is plastic fuel tanks, largely for the MHCV segment. And if you track the CV market has not been doing as well as anticipated, though, you know, the projection that we've received from these OEMs show that it should bounce back in quarter four. But it's pretty much in line with how the CV market performs. And like I mentioned in the introductory call, we also have some good visibility coming in from non-automotive companies where we've been working with companies like Vestas and Indocool. However, the numbers for those are going to come up in FY26 because currently we're in the phase of development with these companies.
Okay, so my second question is, can you please throw some light on our air filtration business and that we are doing, and what are the growth potentials in this segment, sir?
So like I mentioned previously to the other gentleman, the air filtration business is something that we are going to be, you know, talking about and doing a press release once we have complete clarity from the various pilots that are currently ongoing. There have been significant developments that have happened. However, we are not talking much about it by intent. Once the pilot is over, the pilot is completed and the results are announced, which is currently ongoing in IIT Delhi, we will apprise you of, you know, the developments and our way forward.
Okay, sir. Okay. The one last question on financial front, sir. Our debt and working capital has increased in last quarter. So what is the reason for this, sir?
Sorry, come again, please.
Our debt and working capital has increased. So can you please throw some light on what exactly is the reason for that?
It's almost similar. They're just business, the nature of the business and slightly gone down, but it's almost similar. There's not been any substantial increase or decrease in the working capital.
Okay. Thank you. That's from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jayesh from Cas Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. I had a couple of questions on the balance sheet side. So our intangible assets have increased from 38 crores to 46 crores almost. So what is this intangible assets, such a high number?
You know, these are, when we had transferred our automotive business at the end of quarter one, we have sold certain intangible assets to the automotive business at a profit. So this is the intangible assets that have been transferred and hence slightly increased, you know, when they have been sold to this the subsidiary.
Okay. But the 38 crore number was already there as of March 24. So what is that intangible
asset? These have been various intangible assets that have been accumulated, largely pertaining to our EV side of the business, which currently is on hold.
Okay. So, I mean, it's largely to be assumed that this has to be written off at some point in time.
It will not be written off. Nothing is going to be written off from here. But however, these have been accumulated over... I mean, it's not that it's something which has come up in a quarter. It's been there since quite a few years now.
And yeah, but it's been increasing. So that's the worrying part. So that's what I'm asking.
The increase is something that I had mentioned, which was a one-off case. But from now on, I mean, we do not anticipate any intangibles to be increased.
Okay. My second question is on the auto e-rickshaw part of the business. I mean, it's a very, very crowded market with players with very, very, you know, established distribution networks that we are competing with. So what is our take on the business, and are we, because I think that business would be bleeding for us. So, like
how I had mentioned in my previous earnings call also, you're right, that business was bleeding for us. However, we've put a hold to that business as of now. Now, the entire focus of the management is to kind of grow the two sectors, which is our core strength, one being toys and the second being the automotive components. Along with that, there is a lot of potential expected in the air filtration business, but that is something that we will talk about in detail when the time is right.
Sure. So as of now, are the operations for
not as of now.
Okay. And my last question is on the inventories. I mean, we have a substantially large inventory, almost to the extent of 6 months. So how much of this would be the EV part?
A substantial part of it is the EV part, which are largely motors, controllers, and differentials that were being imported from China earlier, which are still sitting with us. However, if you track the inventory, it is reducing quarter on quarter, and we should be back to normal course of inventory days probably in about 2 to 3 quarters from now.
Which would be how many days? I mean, as of now, it is close to 180 days.
Which should come down to about 60 days.
Okay. You're saying it will, so from 80 crores, and of course the turnover is so gross, so you're saying. But do you think we'll have to, because these are old inventories and pertaining into business which we are as of now, not continuing, we'll need to take some write-offs there?
So see, these are all parts which are, themselves, they can be sold individually as well, like the motors, controllers, etc. It need not be that they have to be sold through the medium of a product like a e-rickshaw. So it's not that anything has to be written off. It's just a decision that has to be taken and accordingly, liquidated.
Okay. So when you are saying that, you will return to normal inventory in a couple of quarters, that I would presume that decision has already been taken in terms of liquidating the individual parts.
We are still in the process of finalizing a few contours, but yes, pretty much in place.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's it from
me. Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management from OK Play India Limited for closing comments.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and we wish you all the best, and we will be in touch with you in the next earnings call. Thank you.
On behalf of OK Play India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.